from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Timmins Public Works Department has been ready since early October for the icy mess. The weather the next day or so is promising. Manager of Public Works Shane Skinner says in compliance with provincial minimum road maintenance standards, equipment and staff are poised and on call.
We have crews that will be dispatched in accordance to whatever is coming. If it's snow, obviously plows will be ready. If it's freezing rain, we'll be putting abrasion material down, such as sand salt mix as required.
That management of traction issues is for roads and sidewalks. Canada's top doctor says the country is seeing a steep rise in flu and RSV infections in children. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam says that's hand-in-hand with a spike in admissions to children's hospitals. She says over half the detected flu cases are in children and teenagers. Dr. Tam says with the flu, RSV, and COVID-19 variants circulating, Canadians should take caution this winter. By keeping up with vaccinations, hand washing, and wearing good quality, well-fitted face masks when indoors, especially if you can't avoid being in crowded or poorly ventilated spaces. A lot of people are heading back to the movies. Theater company Cineplex says both attendance and revenue rose more than 30% in its latest quarter compared to the same time last year. The news comes as many of the COVID-19 measures that were in place in theaters in 2021 have since been dropped. Country 93.1 and the Kinet Club of Timmins have a mission to accomplish during Saturday night's Santa Claus Parade. Sox Timmins, which is operated by the Kinets, currently has no adult socks for the homeless and needy. Kinet Aaron Thompson says that's why Saturday's collection during the parade is vital.
Truly, at this point, the need is extremely high. We recognize that at this time of year, conditions are getting cold and they're getting wet. And so the more socks that we can get, the better.
Store-bought or handmade, as long as the socks are new, they'll come in handy. At this point, kids' socks are plentiful in the Sox Timmins supplies. And one goal of Coin Day on Sunday at the Timmins Museum is to attract new members to the Timmins Coin Club. Publicity Director Oris Larinu says it's especially targeting kids.
It's a very good hobby. It's an investment, a long-term investment. It's something that's very interesting. You can learn a lot of history from coins.
The open house runs from 1 until 3, and admission is free. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.